Would you please today let me love my enemy? Have y'all ever prayed like that? He knows what I need. He knows I need an enemy. He does. He knows I need somebody on me rubbing me raw all the time. I've always got somebody rubbing on me. And most of the time I got two or three rubbing on my front, rubbing on my back. God, I said, and I'm going, oh God, would you just deliver me from some of this evil? Don't let me be tempted anymore because I can't take anymore. And he'll give me two or three days off. And then he put me right back to the grindstone again. Rub, 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 rub. He knows what I need. And folks, if you aren't willing to die, get out because you ain't going to make it. You just won't make it. If you're not willing to die, you're not going to walk with Jesus. Because every one of us, the thing that we know today is absolute, is that we're all dying. So I'm willing to die. Why? Because I am safe and secure in the Lord Jesus. Because my heart and my mind and my soul and my strength have been turned over to Him. And to Him be the glory and to the honor. And to Him be the Savior of my soul. I can't save my own soul. And all I can possibly do is walk in this humble attitude. You know, Jesus said some of us would have to die for this. Get over into the book of Revelations. I'm convinced that what we're doing right now, what's going on here in this school, will cause great persecution within the world. We ought to rejoice in that. Amen. I love the way Father Croppy says there's no wimps on the cross. Amen. We took my daughter out of the hospital. There was a nurse, a male nurse, and a female nurse that when this doctor came at me and my wife, the male nurse jumped between me and the doctor. He was there. Pow! And the nurse jumped between my wife and the doctor. And all of the fume and the anger and the hate boiling out of him. The male nurse got all the slobber. I didn't even get slobbered on. And when he finished, this male nurse put his arms around me and my wife. And he said these words into my ear. He said, you're the first Christians I ever met. Ever. You are the first. In all things, give thanks. For God knows what we need. Our problem is we spend all of our time trying to pray these things out of our life. Oh God, would you change my son-in-law? No, you leave him like he is so that I can be ground a little bit more, God. But give me the patience to endure the grinding. We brought my daughter home. Had to get the ambulance to bring her because she was unconscious. And my wife and I'm not going to tell you we weren't sad. I'm not going to tell you that we weren't having great compassion and feelings for our daughter. We were. And we began to walk the floor praying in tongues because we didn't even know where she was injured. Just praying in tongues. It's a faith prayer. A faith prayer. It's not your understanding prayer. Another thing I'll tell you. I wouldn't be here today without that faith prayer. Talking to God in His language. Releasing myself and abandoning myself in a language that I don't even know. Don't even know what I'm saying. But God that knows my heart knows how to feed my mind with His Spirit. And we took my daughter home. My wife and I, we walked the floor that night. God, You are the Lord of my daughter's life. You prescribed her to this earth. And you know the exact moment that she's supposed to leave. We totally resolve her to Your care. We thank you, God, for all the years that we've had with her. And should you desire that she stay longer, we will be most appreciative because we love her with all our heart. You understand what I'm talking about? Next morning, my daughter woke up totally healed. Got up out of bed, said, "What happened? Is any coffee made? Where's that coffee?" I said, "She's alive, Mama." And what about the son-in-law? Look, that brother walks right into my house today. I'm not the least a bit afraid of him because I love him. I walk right up to him and say, "What a wonderful, unique masterpiece of God you are. And brother, I love you with all of my heart. And I'm totally convinced if I can keep doing that one of these days, that old hard shell, that old rough, arrogant, redneck heathen will give his life to the Lord Jesus. And in that, God will be glorified." But it's only through the love of God that we're able to do these things. Stop reacting and act on the Word. Act on God. Don't react. Don't let your emotions and your feelings overwhelm your spirit. I'm going to tell you what, your Holy Spirit is kicking to get out of you. It's kicking to leave this earth. I mean, it's almost like sometimes I feel like it just wants to take off. I said, "Don't leave yet." I do. Sometimes I feel like I just want to leave. But you know, there's a job to be done. And I'm convinced I'm a part of that job. Oh God, when I pray, let me pray that your will be done. Your will, not my will. Oh God, kill me in my will and let your will be done in me. Oh God, when they rob my property, I know that is your will because it's your word. It's the Magna Carta. Oh God, when they rob my property, give me the grace to let it go. And you know what I've discovered? It's much easier to let it go than to go after it. If you go after it, you will go after it in fear. And if you get it back, you'll wonder what the guy's going to do to you next. But when you let him have it, you're not afraid of him. You can walk right up to him and love him. The guy that stole my airplane, I didn't finish the story the other day. The guy that stole my airplane. And it was the first time I was introduced to the Sermon on the Mount. And I knew that it hit me in such a way that I had to do it. My wife and I, we made the decision. We did it. 3 weeks later, I'm in Spring, Texas, in a little home group of about 18 people. And I share my testimony, and then I share the story of the plane, how the guy stole my property, how he stole the plane. And God impressed me that I was just to let him have it. Folks, when you go through something like that, you will suffer. Because your filthy, rotten, insane mind will try to figure out all kind of ways to get you around God. It'll say, $35,000, boy, you could use that for ministry. Oh, you know, that sucker doesn't need it. You could use money to send out tapes. And I'd say, "You lying devil, get behind me. I ain't listening to that stuff. I can't even ask for it back." Do you know that we had a relationship with this man for years and years? We'd run up to him. And at that meeting that night, as I was sharing this, there was a guy sitting in the back room and he was furious. See, when you start preaching this kind of message, it will convict those so-called Christians. Amen? The light of God, the Word, when it shines into your heart, it will have a tremendous effect on other people. It'll have an effect on the world. And when I finished, this guy came up to me, great big Texan, had a big hat on his head. And this guy had come from next door over to the house that I was speaking in to borrow some milk. And I knew what he was there for. And he said to me, "Are you trying to tell us that you're not going to go after your plane?" I said, "That's what I'm trying to tell you." He said, "Are you crazy?" I said, "Well, I could be. My bishop has told me that I'm an evangelist. I don't know how else to do this. I've not been schooled to do it. Nobody's never told me that this wouldn't work. I've just made a decision to try it. I have no idea what God can do in it. I've just made the decision." Do you know the guy backed off like this and he said, "You know, I own 5 airplanes." I said, "5? I said, "There ain't no way you can fly 5 all at one time. And I need one desperately." Hello? Folks, this is the... Folks, I'm telling you, if you walk in this, God can reveal Himself. He reveals Himself. He wants to reveal Himself. He wants to assure you in your faith. He wants to comfort you in your faith. He doesn't want to destroy you. He wants to comfort. He wants to send the angels to minister to you. I said, "Where are they at?" He said, "They're out at the airport, David Wayne Hooks Memorial Airport." He said, "In fact, I want you to just pick out the one you want." Now, what do you think done to my faith? Huh? I said, "Would you take me to the airport? I don't have a way to get out there." And I rode in a big Lincoln. And he showed me the first airplane. I said, "You said you had 5. Where's the rest of them?" He said, "There's another one. There's another one. And there, they were all outside tied down on the line." I said, "Where's the 5th one?" And he started crying. He started crying. He said, "Oh, God." He drove me over to a hangar. He rolled back the door. And I said, "Glory be to God, I'll take it." Now, listen, I knew that God had given me the plane. I knew it. I knew that God had come. And can you imagine me coming back to Pensacola? Everybody in Pensacola had just overwhelmed me with this idea that I wouldn't go after the airplane. They even attacked my children. One of my sons that worked in a grocery store, they even attacked him. So you can imagine when I flew that plane back to Pensacola. Folks, I was 40 foot tall and I weighed 900 pounds. And I buzzed the airport. Hallelujah! I landed the plane. The guy that had told me says, "If you don't put him in jail, he'll steal another one." I said, "He won't steal mine because he's already got it. Now he may steal yours." This guy come running out of the airport and he said, "Where did you get that?" I said, "God give it to me." God knows what you need. Get out of this idea that you're going to pray up some big smoke and some great revelation from God. You have already begun the revelation of God. The revelation has already been given. And all you've got to do is be willing to walk in it, and it will humble you. You'll need all the saints. You'll need the Blessed Mother. You'll need Peter, James, Joseph. You'll need rosaries. You'll need everything. You won't walk this apart from the whole church. Don't you dare pull anything out. You need it all. But don't listen. Don't try to force your spirituality on someone else. You're called. If you get into all this stuff and God really starts blessing you, you see, I almost got so arrogant in my spiritual pride that people couldn't hear me. God had to knock me way back down because I was telling people, God say, oh, you think you're such a hotsy-totsy? Bam. I said, oh, Lord, I need a Savior again. Amen. Amen. Know that you can't change anybody but yourself. You change yourself to be like Jesus, the whole world will knock a path to your door. They'll just come. Amen. Amen. They'll come. In fact, they'll come and begin to rub on you. You'll say, God, how long do I have to take this? He knows. And He'll never take you farther than you can be rubbed. But if you're not willing to be rubbed with that sandpaper, you'll never get to that cross. That right there is a monumental sacrifice. All perfect, all good, all God. Giving up His life for my sake so that I could clearly see how to follow Him. When you pray, pray that God's will be done. Oh God, today let me pray for those that are persecuting me. Oh God, let me treat others the way I would like to be treated. Do you know that's the reason we don't sell nothing? I've always wanted to have everything free. God, I wish it was free. He said, why don't you give it then? Start. I said, me? What about them over there? They ain't doing it. He said, you ain't them. God, show me somebody else doing this. He said, stop looking and do it yourself. Everybody will think I'm a fool. They already think you're a fool. See, folks, listen, God has an answer if you're willing to listen. Amen. I never found nobody that didn't think I was a fool. Even when I was in the world, they thought I was a fool. I've just enhanced it a few degrees. Your will be done. Oh God, to those that I lend, I have no hope of a return. Amen. Now, here's the point that I want to leave you with today. And if anyone orders you to go a mile, you will have the freedom to go 2 miles. Oh, just a mile? That's all I got to do? I only got to scrub 30 bowls? Oh, I can scrub 60. Watch this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to do 60 instead of 30. Ooh. You understand? You go 2 miles. And if anyone... And give to anyone that asks. Now, the only people that have a problem with that are people that have things. A man that ain't got nothing doesn't have a problem with it at all. And I'm convinced... My clock says I got 3 minutes. Y'all ringing by the wrong clock this morning. Is this good? Folks, is this good? Now, when you go home, you're going to start praying for your husband. You ain't going to kick him. Oh, God, help that wonderful, unique, glorious manifestation of your love and grace, that marvelous creation built in the likeness in your image. Oh, God, give me a heart to serve these wonderful children. Oh, folks, I'll tell you, when you do that, you will look for opportunities to help your children. You look for opportunities to help people. The other day, day before yesterday, Big John got a call from home. Big John, you know Big John Schweitzel? Big John got a call from home, and his wife said, we're back in it again. He said, what? She said, we're going to have to use our faith again. He said, what are you talking about? He said, our car just blew up. We don't have a car. Big John needs a car. And I know there's an extra one sitting in here someplace. A good one too. An extra one. So you see Big John and give it to him. Because he needs it. And you don't. Amen. Amen. Treat others the way you would like to be treated. In this way, listen, in this way you will be sons of your Father in heaven. Y'all want to be a son of God? This is the way you do it. You love your enemy, you do good to those that hate you, bless those that curse you, pray for those that treat you badly. Anybody ask, give. After a while, you won't have nothing to give but yourself. And you will know what servanthood is. It's not giving you money. It's giving your heart and your mind and your soul. Doesn't say anything about money. If you don't get past your money, you'll never get to your mind, your heart, and your soul. God wants your time. He wants your energies. He wants your hands. He wants your feet. He wants your mouth. He wants your eyes. He wants you to be that temple of the Holy Spirit that He is burning you from your baptism. And in your confirmation, He wants it to wake up, to come alive, that we can do the work of Almighty God. I love you.